Now the boy above her sensed them. She saw him turn a little in the silent room, knowing that the voices he heard were not fly voices, the complaints were not insect complaints. He was aware, suddenly, that he had lived in a tiny corner of the world, and that the rest of it, the third, fourth, and fifth worlds, were pressing at his lying back, hungry and irrevocable.
"Look, Angus," I said, "why don't you talk to Jake? He's a cop. Maybe he can help."
"He's a homicide detective," Angus muttered. "Plus he doesn't like me."
True on both counts, but I tried anyway. "He doesn't dislike you, really. Besides, you've got to talk to someone. This is harassment."
"Harassment?" His voice shot up a notch. "I wish it was harassment. They're going to kill me."